the name of Jesus. Amen. Dear saints, it is all too easy to become desensitized to things that we should be sensitive to. Do you know what I mean by this? Think of some of the things that you see on TV today. Or maybe even think about some of the things that you saw on TV when you were a child. And compare that with what you see on TV now. Now, if we would have seen those things 20 years ago, they would have been a shock to us. But they aren't a shock now. And the reason is that we have become desensitized to something that we should be sensitive to. Is this a good thing? Or think of some of the things that we allow ourselves to wear, or that we allow our sons and our daughters to wear, that would have been a shock, and they aren't a shock anymore. We have become desensitized to something we should be sensitive about. And this works in so many aspects of our lives. What might have used to shock us, what came out of our mouths about someone, the evil that could just pour forth from our mouths, we might have used to say, "Oh, I can't believe I said that." And now it might be met with just a, "Well, they deserved it." Or the things that we allow ourselves to hear about others without speaking up to defend someone. The things in which we allow ourselves to say, the things in which we allow ourselves to hear, the things in which we allow ourselves to think. We have become desensitized to our sins when we should in fact be sensitive towards them. Repent. Our Jesus today, he tells this parable. And he does it so that he can make us sensitive to something again. And what he wants us to be sensitive to is his grace. Our souls become so hardened by nature. You know those big blocks? You got a handle and a block, and you take a piece of hard roast or something like that, and you hammer it in to make it a little more tender. You know what I'm talking about? This is what Jesus is doing to our souls today. Because we can become so hardened. We become so desensitized to hearing that our Jesus needs to boom, boom, boom to us. And we need it. See, we become so used to hearing that our sins are forgiven that we become hardened to the fact that our sins actually don't matter at all. Or we become so used to hearing that Satan has been defeated that we don't actually ever consider him that great of an enemy anyway. We become so used to hearing Jesus loves you that we begin to think about, "Hey, that's great. I love me too." Jesus and I are on the same page here. We become so caught up in trying to live a good life, so caught up in how we're trying to come to church, so caught up in how we're trying to serve our family and our neighbors, how we're trying to pray, how we've made a decision for Jesus, that we begin to think that we actually deserve our Lord's grace. We begin to think it would only be fair that I receive forgiveness for my sins, because we stop comparing ourselves with our God. We stop comparing ourselves with his perfect demands, and we start comparing ourselves with each other. When we do that, we think we begin to earn our Lord's grace. We begin to think, I must deserve a little. Especially compared to that person who's not even trying. Especially compared to that person who has blatantly said they hate God. When we compare ourselves with that person who blatantly ignores God, do you see how they treat others? Do you see how they're not even trying, how immature they are? We begin to compare ourselves to each other. Did you see how much that person tithed? Well, I think I deserve a little bit of grace. And then we're caught. We're caught in thinking that God is fair. He isn't. And that's a great thing. We began to think that the kingdom of God has something to do with justice or fairness. That how God views us is somehow earned by us. Even just a little bit, we become desensitized to our Lord's grace. And this is what this parable does. It catches us. It catches us in thinking that we deserve something in comparison to others. Did you hear what it did? Those workers, they had no job whatsoever at the beginning of the day, and the owner comes and he hires them. What a gift that is. What a gift a job is to earn a livelihood. This owner comes and with his kindness, he hires them. And he says, I'll give you a denarius. That is fair. And they work all day. And the owner comes 3 hours later. He hires some more. He comes 3 hours later after that and hires some more. 3 hours later after that, he hires some more. And finally, the last bit, when there is only 1 hour left in the day, he comes and he hires the final group. And they only work for an hour. And when payday comes, he gives them a whole day's wages. It was fair for that first group when they didn't compare themselves with the last group. But then they began to compare. And now they think they deserve more. Now they think they deserve Now they think they deserve the Lord's kindness. Now they think they deserve the Lord's goodness. Dear saints, do you want fair? Do you want justice? Do you want equity? Then face God without Christ on the cross for you. Face God with your face full of sins. Of his breaking the law intentionally and unintentionally. Of ignoring his good order. And see where we stand then. Do we want fair? Let's try and win God's approval. And we miserably fail. Do we by nature think that our lot in life is unfair? The sicknesses that we get. The sufferings that happen, the things that we don't have. Do we think that that is unfair? Then let's begin to think what we actually deserve. And that is hell. And we have received much, much, much more than that. What our Lord does for this in this parable is he leads us to stop asking for fairness and start asking for mercy. And he wants us to treat others the same. not to give them what they deserve, but to give them mercy. And that is exactly how your God works. We don't get what we deserve. We get mercy. And he does this by placing everything that we deserve upon his Son, so that your way is blameless. When you go home, I want you to read this parable again. And I want you to ask yourselves, where am I in this parable? Because the answer is, you are the last ones hired. And so am I. We are the ones that get paid the full day's wages for the work of another. And that is our Jesus. He is the one who in the first hour was betrayed and beaten and shamed. He is the one who in the third hour was crucified. He is the one who in the sixth hour was suffering fully in body and soul for what we deserved. And at the ninth hour, compare themselves, read the rest of the Gospel of Matthew. Do you know what he cries out at the ninth hour? He cries out, "It is finished." And by the 11th hour, he is taken down from the cross with everything done. By the time we come around, everything is done. And we get his credit. The work of your peace, the work of your salvation, it is all done by the 11th hour. The only thing left is for us to receive and for him to give. And that is what he is doing today. He calls us to think about what we actually deserve. And then he calls us also not to doubt that we don't get that. We get mercy. It's yours. And it's all because of him. And that is everything. Amen.